or call 604-927-7529 for a full listing of arts and culture programs in Port Coquitlam. For more information on Lee Square, please visit portcoquitlam.ca/arts or call 604-927-8400.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, more familiar to you as the Port Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Today, music from Wooden Horseman, Chris Elstrin, Jeff Gladstone, Scott Perry, Komodo Wagon, and Frankie. Plus our usual rundown of loud music, theater, and movie events for the weekend. So stick around. Your weekend starts now. Something very exciting happened this week. As part of the program, I have an email address, daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And I tell everybody, if you've got a song you want to play or you've got a show you want to promote, anything you want me to put out over the air, just send it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com and I'll help you out. And all my friends have been sending me stuff and it's been great. And this week, I got the first ever email from someone I don't know about a band I've never heard of. They're called Frankie, and this is what they sound like. Frankie. They're a Vancouver band, and four women, fantastic musicians, great group. They're going to be playing soon. They're going to be at the Cobalts on Main Street on the 10th of July, so that's just a couple of weeks away. And then they're going to be playing a couple of festivals over the summer. The Edge of the World Music Festival at Haida Gwaii in August the 9th, and then they'll be at Rock Creek and the Ponderosa Festival on the 22nd of August. So keep your eye out for Frankie, because it sounds like they got some good stuff going.
Hey now boys, think you're smart. Believe that girl and break her heart. She needs you and you're gone all night. If you treat love wrong, it won't ever be right. You got a full-time job, earn your pay, work all night long. Each and every day she's sick of it and it starts a fight. If you treat love wrong, it won't ever be right.
Don't be afraid, know all the games that the other girls play. Make it real easy, make it alright. Wearing that smile, swinging my hips, knocking you down, I'm licking my lips. You're gonna want me with the bat of an eye. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. Hold my hand, let's go upstairs. Yeah, alright. I know you want it. Come on, baby, take another bite. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. Alright, alright. Swaying my hips, knocking you down, licking my lips. You're gonna want me with a bat of an eye. I know what you want, know how to please. Give you it all and I'll be a tease. You lie back, keep me in your sight. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. Be my man. One night I will make you mine. If you want more, well, do it, baby, do it one more time. Baby, I
I feel lucky tonight. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. While the games that the other girls play, make it real easy, make it all right. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. Baby, I feel lucky tonight. All right. Baby, I feel lucky tonight.
Has me in a spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Friend of desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created.
Loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for!
You're the maid that fate had me created for! And every time your lips meet mine!
Baby, down and down I go! Round and round I go! In a spin, loving the spin I'm in!
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hi, my name is Carrie Sirwetnik, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than 1% earn a living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
That's just 40 minutes away. Scald's Hall coming up at 1 o'clock right here on CITR 101.9. It's, I guess that makes it 20 after 12 or 21 after or 22 after or something. Who's counting? That's time for the audition list. If you're a actor or you want to be an actor or you know an actor or you just want to get involved in theater, either professionally or as an amateur in community, I've got a listing of some of the auditions that are going on this weekend that'll help you find your way. There's a couple of fringe productions that are looking for people. One is a group of UBC grads called Brain Apple Theatre. They're doing a fringe show called Herm and Gertie, a outdoor site-specific post-apocalyptic adaptation of Hansel and Gretel. And that's happening. The auditions are happening tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you can get more information at Brain Apple Theatre, all one word, ending with an R-E, at gmail.com. We've also got Caribbean Productions El Centro by Daniel Morton, a mystery psychological thriller that will be at the Fire Hall Arts Centre, also during the Fringe Festival. And there's more information about that on the website. And I'll tell you about the website in a sec, but I'll just go through the rest of the list. Any non-Fringe productions? Well, we've got White Rock Players Club doing the great farce by Brian Frame. Noises Off, and their auditions are happening on Monday evening from 7 till 10. Metro Theatre is doing a play called The Parfumerie, which is the inspiration for such well-known movies as... you've got Mail, a Jimmy Stewart movie called Shop Around the Corner. Anyway, all based on this play called The Parfumerie, and it's directed by Chris King. It says Chris is a well-known musical director in Vancouver, and he's given a shot at directing a straight drama. His auditions will be next week, July 3rd and 4th. And then we've got Celebration of Broadway, men and women 18 years or older for a Broadway vocal band. Contact James Bryson. Those auditions are tomorrow from 12 to 3 at the Lindbergh Academy in Coquitlam. And then Theatre in the Country in Maple Ridge is doing a show called The Mousetrap by Agatha Christie, and their auditions are next weekend as well on July the 6th. And finally, the Christmas Pantomime at Metro Theatre, Aladdin, will be happening in, the auditions are happening in September, but if you know anybody that enjoys crazy musical theatre and wants to spend their Christmas hanging around in a crazy musical theater, get in touch with Metro Theater. If you want details on these or any other auditions around town, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibraryBPL.ca, and they've got all the listings there. Now, doing this show, I've been starting to be approached by folks who've got their records out and you know, definitely want to get some airplay, definitely deserve some airplay. And these next two guys are both actors. One is Scott Perry, who is currently performing in Spamalot at the Stanley Theater. And the other is Jeff Gladstone, who's the guitar player for the band in Red Rock Diner, which is at the Granville Island Arts Club. And so this is some stuff that these guys have done on their own. So we're going to start with Scott. This is Scott Perry from his new CD, Everything Gives, and a tune called Battle of Good and Evil.
One, two, three, four. Something's going on in the minds of the people. Feels like a battle of good versus evil. Now who's to say when it all began? Well, I sure hope it's coming to an end. Get ready to dance. Oh, dance. Come on and dance. Oh, dance. Take a chance and dance. Look in your heart and just dance. It's a you against me kind of mentality. Gets you back. Up with your claws ready. Now I just wanna dance in case you haven't noticed. So sharpen your wits and steady your focus. Get ready to dance. Oh, dance. Come on and dance. Oh, dance. Take a chance and dance. Look in your heart.
Unlucky and burned out, I cough my goodbye. My love is a true one, my heart is the same. It's redder than ketchup, I am to blame. Tell me you want me, what do you need? I'm all through with crying, I want to bleed. Dreams are all dried up, you're out the door. I haven't eaten in a week or more. I still love you, I lay on the floor. Whisper your name as it starts to pour. Baby, forgive me, your mercy I plead. I'm all through with crying, to bleed. Tell me you want me, what do you need? I'm all through with crying, I want to bleed. I'm all through with crying, I want to bleed.
Coming down. enough, we'll all be taking up ours. Destination was always the same, babe. I feel the heat and it keeps me wrong. These days it seems to linger on. Soon enough, we'll all be on our own. Just like a penny, a voodoo doll, acting like it was nothing at all. That love can be a thorn in your side. Ain't no mercy from this devil of mine. And you say it just ain't a cross to bear. Well, if you ask me, it's just splitting hair. So put your hand on your good old book, baby. Lay down the secrets and I'll be your witness. I know.
Thank you.
Grand Damsel with the Sunshine Girl on Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and let you know some of the stuff that's going on around town this weekend. Play this, play that, and go.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the
Nod Rochelle. Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Oh, yeah, I never knew that I could feel this way.
That's the John Boss Band and Feel This Way. Time now to take a look at what's going on around town, around campus, and all over the place with our shows listings. We're going to start out right here in the Student Union Building. It's become a nerd convention here. The Northwest Fan Fest is going on right in this building, the Student Union Building, on the Point Grey campus of UBC. It's a all-encompassing fandom event. It's a remix of Anime Evolution, Cause and Effect, and the Vancouver Gaming Expo. So it's catering to all kinds of various interests, hobbies, fandoms, costumes, all over the place. It's a lot of fun out here. Don't forget to check out the West Coast Geeks versus Nerd Debate. And more information all in this at northwestfanfest.com. Also going on campus, slightly more erudite, the Rodney Graham exhibition is going on at the Belkin Art Gallery on Main Mall. It's part of a combination of exhibits at three different galleries throughout the spring and summer to present the work of renowned Vancouver artist Rodney Graham, known for his humor and deep engagement with exploring ideas about art in our area, in our era of mass communication. It's at the Belkin Gallery, Main Mall, UBC. Admission is free. All are welcome. Moving off campus now, the Jericho Art Center. It's the final weekend of The Marriage of Figaro, Adam Henderson's adaptation of the classic play that was the inspiration for Mozart's opera. That closes, has a show tonight and tomorrow night at 8, and then the final show is Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. That's the Jericho Art Center down by the Youth Hostel at the foot of Discovery. Some fun things going on at the Rio this weekend at Broadway and Commercial. Tonight at 7:30, Rain City Chronicles presents Guilty Pleasure. Get ready to spill your secrets, share your shame, and indulge your wild side during a night of storytelling and song dedicated to guilty pleasures. Tickets are $15, you do need to be 19 because there will be bar service tonight. And then the midnight show is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That officially starts at 11:55, and that costs $6 to get in. No, sorry, $8 at the door, $6 in advance, or $6 if you show up in costume. Tomorrow at the Rio, they're showing the World Cup starting at 1 o'clock. It's free admission, but you do need to bring your ID with you if you care to indulge in noxious beverages. And then tomorrow night at the Rio, it's a fundraiser for Aprons and Gloves, a nonprofit organization that provides community outreach for at-risk women and youth through the sport of boxing. They're having a rumble at 8, and then at 9:30, they're going to show Rocky, the great, well, you know Rocky, it's a great movie. What else is going on here? There are a couple other things happening. Last 5 years, the musical from Flickering Light is still on at the Havana this weekend. There's a show at the PAL Performing Arts Lodge at Cole Harbor. It's called The Other Place by Char White. And God's Plans by Wade Kinley, a no-set-list theater showing at Studio East, 1480 Francis Street. That's between Clark and Commercial Drive. And, of course, every Monday night at the Backstage Lounge at the Granville Island Arts Club, it's the Cold Reading Series, a weekly staged reading of new works by local writers. We're getting close to the top of the hour. We got a few more tunes coming up. And this next one is... I wanted to play this because I wanted to... we were talking about the World Cup being shown at the Rio. And a lot of dominant teams have been knocked out of the World Cup. I think there's only 5 European teams left in the final 16, and that does not include Italy, and it doesn't include Spain. And so for all you fans of Spanish football, here's the Stranglers.
Behind you. close to sunshine. Plenty of it in southern reaches, where they're making future wine. Looks a little like California, prickly desert, rolling plains. It's a place I can fly my flag today.
Yo deseo que todos los niños españoles tengan una casa alegre, con cariño y con juguetes. Y por eso, envío un beso a todos los niños del mundo. Yo deseo que todos los niños españoles tengan una casa alegre, con cariño y con juguetes. Y por eso, envío un beso a todos los niños del mundo.
We knew that it was love at first sight.
Todos los niños españoles tengan una casa alegre, con cariño y con juguetes. Y por eso, envío un beso a todos los niños del mundo.
We knew that it was love at first sight.
Much moving to the future, got a lot of catching up to do. Hope to take a lesson from the neighbors, that show what not to do. Should have had all them in the 30s, but my pleasure got caught in pain. Ended up like the bull in the china shop. I'm under the name of Spain. I'm under the name of Spain.
I loved in high school went to Hollywood, where she became a bottom level TV star. I watched her and I waited like she knew I would, but always kept my distance, watching from afar. I love my TV star. I clipped out all her pictures from the magazine and put them in my scrapbook and up on my wall. I paused, slow-mo'd, freeze-framed all of her nude scenes and watched them over and over, 'cause I own them all. I love my TV star when she takes off her clothes. One day she's gonna wake up and she will remember me. One day she's gonna wake up and take me away. 'Cause I am sitting waiting, but I'm sick of sitting waiting for my TV star. 'Cause many other women they have asked me out, but I cannot love them and I tell them so. I always turn them down, you bet, without a doubt, because I want a woman with a TV show. I want my TV star. One day I'm gonna save up enough money and I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna find her and fetch her.
One day I'm gonna find her and fetch her and grab her and take her and steal her away to a tiny little cabin with a dirt floor dugout for my TV star, where she will want to stay, because she can't get away. It's just her and me and the great big sea, and together we will finally be so free.
Was sent to the soldier's wife from the ancient city of Prague. From Prague came a pair of high-heeled shoes with a kiss or two. Came the high-heeled shoes from the ancient city of Prague. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Oslo over the Somme? From Oslo there came a collar of fur. How it pleases her, a little collar of fur from Oslo over the Somme. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the wealth of Amsterdam? From Amsterdam he got her a hat. She looked sweet in that, in the little Dutch hat. From the wealth of Amsterdam. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land? From Brussels he sent her the laces so rare to have and to wear. All those laces so rare from Brussels in Belgian land. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light? In Paris he got her a silken gown. 'Twas ended in town, that silken gown from Paris. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the far off Russian land? From Russia there came just a widow's veil for her dead to bewail in her widow's veil. From the far off Russian land, from the far off Russian land.
Mazel
Carlos Angus in.
Congratulations.
Before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out to all the friends of the show who went home with Jesse Awards on Monday night at the Commodore, Vancouver's Professional Theatre Awards, including John Voth, Colleen Wheeler, Scott Bellis, Kyla Dunbar, Andy Toth, everyone at It's a Zoo Productions and Hardline Productions, especially Alec Willows, Bob Fraser, Richard Wolf, Carousel Theatre, Graham Ockley, Jay Clift, and a special hi out there to everyone involved with Up in the Air Theater's production of This Stays in the Room, winner of the Georgia Strait Critics Circle Award. That's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the Radio. We'll return next Friday at this same time. Remember, this program is not protected by copyright. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission in whole or in part without the express written permission of the voice of Dave is totally up to you. But why would you? It's available on download as a podcast. Go to CITR.ca and remember to like us on Facebook and send your stuff out to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Scott Tile is up next. See you next week.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And welcome here to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. It is Friday and 1 o'clock here in Vancouver. It is time for Scald's Hall. I am your host, as I said, Brian McDonald. And today we are beginning our coverage of the Northwest Fan Fest. What is that? Well, as remember, I said a couple of weeks ago and mentioned from time to time that I would be covering Anime Evolution here on CITR 101.9 FM. Well, indeed, we are going to do that. However, that particular convention has been amalgamated with two others. So it's Anime Evolution, Vancouver Gaming Expo, and Cause and Effect. They are all happening right now, actually, here, right behind me on the second floor of the Student Union Building, on the first floor of the Student Union Building, and in the Giant Athletic Center. They're all happening right now. A little bit earlier than I thought they would be. But at any rate, I have just come back from covering the opening ceremony. I will be doing a retrospective of the entire event later next week. Because, obviously, it hasn't happened yet. It just started. It started at noon today. And it's a little bit earlier than most of these events started. I came in early, of course, because I had my show to do. And I realized they had already set up to hand out press passes and stuff. I got mine, and events formally opened at noon today, so it's been going on for about an hour. However, if you're not here yet, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen for the entire weekend. They have got stuff that will be going on all throughout the entire weekend, including a lot of stuff that's happening tonight. So if you want to come down, and if you enjoy anything that is animation related, if you enjoy anything that is cosplay related, fashion related, if you enjoy supporting local visual artists, there are a lot of people of that nature that were going to be here. And if you are interested in a career in voiceover, they do have several voiceover guests, some of whom I have requested interview time with. Hopefully that will come through, and we will include any such interviews as we get in our retrospective next week. So that's going on right now, and it's happening right behind me. It's happening on most of the second floor. It's happening on the ground floor of the Student Union building, and it's going to be kind of the last time this will happen in the old Student Union building, so it's kind of a nice send-off. Little do they know, perhaps they can. The new Student Union building is sitting outside, and the outside looks more or less building-ish by now. It's not done already, though, but it looks like another building, so maybe they'll just be happy enough to go there next time, for next week, a year. But for this year, it is here, it is happening now, and lots of happy things are going on. You might want to come down. And as I said, I'll be giving a more in-depth, coherent report in our next show. I was not expecting it to start this early. I thought I would do my show, and then I've a couple of other volunteer things that are happening later this afternoon here off the air, and then I was figuring that we would be covering it completely next week, but it's already happened. I've already been to an event that to recap, so there you have it. For our particular show here this week on Skulls Hall, we do have a couple of nice treats. We're going to be taking a listen to the final episode, the series finale of The Witch Hunter Chronicles. And this is a series that ended 4 years ago, and it looks like this will be the final episode of that particular series. However, not to fear, starting next week, we will be returning to the Leviathan Chronicles. Longtime listeners will have remembered that the Leviathan Chronicles, the first four episodes have already been aired here on Skulls Hall. We're going to go back and take a listen to some of those. There's two seasons worth of the things. I've got an entire chunk of my phone that's devoted to having it hosted so that I can play it as I need to. So, why don't we get started? Without further ado, we're going to be taking a listen to The Witch Hunter Chronicles here on Skulls Hall, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So, get into the mood, relax, and put yourself back into the early modern days of what might have been our world a long time ago.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Tell me your name, and tell me who you were in your life.
My name was Ludlow, and I was a witch hunter.
Hoskave, there are creatures approaching from the wildwood.
I've seen them. They are like ravens.
But they're the size of buildings. We're all going to die.
Pull yourself together, man, and die like a true guardian of Seven Peaks.
What are we going to do?
We'll give them a damn good thrashing. All right, men, hearken to your lady. The hour has come. Do not give in to fear. Do not let them take your souls. Now is your chance. Rejoice, for this is the hour in which you were destined to die.
Out of the lava! Demons! We're doomed!